from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1. Los Angeles.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. It's time for Crossing Streams. Let's hear the theme this week.
You don't watch cable a satellite. Yeah. What's worth your time when you're streaming online? Prime, Hulu, Netflix, there's so much to see. So stream a little stream for me.
Oh, Eric.
Oh, nice. It's my favorite so far.
Yeah, so far, but keep working on it. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Yes, we're crossing streams. What are you watching on your streaming networks that you'd suggest to the rest of us? Because there's so much content, it needs to be narrowed down. So let's see. I got a suggestion late last night from Anthony through text that said, you need to watch Abducted in Plain Sight. And so I watched it last night.
Did you?
Yes, I did. It's a must-see.
Ooh.
It's a must-see. It's a documentary based off a true story. And it's about a girl who was abducted by a family friend. And just basically the relationship and how this guy got inside the family so much so. To where the point where you are upset. It is a bizarre story. It takes you. I mean, all of a sudden, you're like, what the hell? Are you kidding me? As parents, I'm a parent, but even as non-parents, you're going to go, what? You didn't see red flags here? Are you insane?
So it's based on the story.
Yeah, the story just keeps getting based out of a story in Idaho in the 1970s. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, this girl was not abducted once, but abducted twice.
What?
By the same guy. Yeah, you need to watch it because it's a bizarre story, and the level of idiocy is off the charts.
Why does he have access?
But it's not a stupid show. It's a documentary. And then be people who, Anthony, I don't want to give out too many details. So I want people to watch it. But yeah, Abducted in Plain Sight. Definitely, it's on Netflix.
But all the idiocy makes sense. Like, this guy was so strategic. It's an unbelievable.
Yeah, he's the guy who is the bad guy. He's a master manipulator. And so he found, like, the perfect storm that he could manipulate being a pedophile. So, like, well, I was watching my wife last night, and she's crying. She is saying she's getting so angry. Every emotion you have is going to come out, and you're going to be, it's unbelievable.
Is it several episodes, or is it a one-time?
It's a one-time hour, 30 minutes. You can watch it tonight. That's my suggestion, Anthony's suggestion. I suggest you all watch it, and you'll understand exactly what both Anthony and I are
saying. What's called again? I got to write it down.
Abducted in Plain Sight. It's on Netflix.
Got it. That's a must-see.
It's a must-see documentary based on a true story.
Wow.
Let's see. Heidi.
Last week Hunter called. He recommended a show on Amazon Prime called Informer. And I did start that, and I'm loving it so far. Although now tonight I'm going to take a break from that and watch Abducted in Plain Sight because I can't wait. But Informer's really, really good. It's about a British espionage and spy agencies, and they're trying to hunt down this terrorist. The show opens with a woman losing her cell phone on a commuter train, and a guy noticing, oh, God, she just left her phone. So he goes and chases her into this little like coffee shop or convenience store, I can't remember which, and goes, oh, you left your phone. She goes, oh my God, that's so nice of you. Thank you so much for what a great guy. And they have like a little moment, and then there's a break into the store and he gets shot. Then they do some flashbacks, and then it's a kind of show that where it's like that's connected to that, and that guy knew that guy, and they're looking for, so it's just all,
it's a good show to binge because you'll be able to stay connected flashbacks.
And they're trying to hunt down this terrorist, so they have to recruit this kid, so they figure out a way to bust this one particular guy, so they have something on him. It's like, well, if you want out of this situation, then you're going to be our spy, our ear to the ground, so you can help us catch this terrorist. And he's like, I don't want to do that. And they're like, well, then I guess you're going to jail. And so it's
crazy how blackmail works like that, where it's like, okay, if you want to get out of this, you got to do this for me. Much like in this show that I was telling you about, Abducted in Plain Sight. It was like there's some blackmail used to, it's insane. So Informer, obviously, it's a binge-watch show.
Amazon, yes, good.
On Amazon.
Yeah, good choice, Hunter. Thank you.
Let's see. Anybody watch 100? Joshua suggested 100 from Netflix. Anybody?
Nobody did their homework.
No one did their homework.
Was that the end of the world? The end of the year sci-fi.
Oh, right. Yeah, they said in the 100, like,
Yeah.
To space.
I'm curious. I need to get around to watching
it. I had this list of what people suggested last week, so I don't understand why I have this list. Why do I have this?
I don't know. I didn't give you that list. Mm. My homework was Russian Doll that Jordan suggested.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah, I'm watching that too.
Okay. It's fantastic, right?
It's all right.
Oh, you don't like it?
I don't know if I like the main actress. I don't like her as an actress, so kind of, you know.
Natasha Lyonne.
Yeah, I just don't like
I don't like her traditionally, but in this, I love it because she's a drug addict and she's just a waste of a human being. But as you progress, you realize she's getting certain things right because it's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, so it's Groundhog Day. She ends up dying on her birthday, but then goes back to the same point and she keeps dying. So she has to go back to that same point where she starts. So every day, every time she dies, she has to go back to that same original starting point. So it kind of gets annoying. But then if you can get through the first three episodes, then you're fine.
There you go. If you ever played video games, it's like when you die and you go back to the start.
I know
I have to jump over that. Then I have to get here. So she's figuring out slowly what the perfect day might look like.
Since,
it's pretty great.
Since that's been done, Eric, so many times before Groundhog Day, Star Trek's done that 15 times. The story's been told about going back and picking up more clues every time. Does it wear you out? Like, okay.
No, it's a genre now. Time loop is now a genre, just like time travel or sci-fi. Time loop is now a thing. You can make a different show within that genre now.
All right, I got some suggestions coming in from the audience. It's Cross and Streams. Let's go to Ryan. He's got a suggestion for people who have Hulu. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, FHF. Good morning, guys.
Morning. What are you watching?
Yep, on Hulu. It's called Letterkenny. It's a Canadian comedy series. It was developed from like a web series called Letterkenny Problems, and it's like a funnier Always Sunny in Philadelphia, even if you don't like Always Sunny in Philadelphia, because I know that's kind of like a polarizing show. Sometimes the characters are annoying, but it's funnier than that, and it's the best damn comedy on any of the streaming platforms. No. One thing though, Abducted in Plain Sight, I mean, come on, effing Mormons, right? That's what it is. That's pretty much how you could sum it up.
Well, no, this was in Idaho, more or less.
It didn't mention it, but that family, when they refer to church, they're actually Mormon people.
Yeah, the guy who was the pedophile was kicked out of the church by the Latter-day Saints because he had a relationship with a girl, but then he moved to Idaho with his family, and that never really... And such a small town where it's like you don't suspect anyone's past, you don't search where they came from, and he had five children of his own, so you're like, and they befriended the family.
So gullible.
Oh, this is beyond so gullible. If you saw it, Ryan, it's beyond gullible. Like I said, you will throw things at your television set. All right, thank you so much, Ryan. Let's see. We got... Eric suggesting a show on Netflix. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
What do you suggest from Netflix to stream?
On Netflix, it's a show called The Ranch. It's with Ashton Kutcher, David Masterson, and Sam Elliott. The story behind it is that Ashton Kutcher is a failed football star that went to college and failed his football career. So now he has to move back with his family that's owned by Sam Elliott in a small town in Colorado. So it's a small sitcom type of story or type of show, but it's on Netflix, so there's more.
It's a great show, though. I will concur with Eric that The Ranch on Netflix is a great show.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's funny.
All right, The Ranch.
Very good stuff. Eric, I'm going to give you a prize. I'm going to give you a $50 Sherry's Berries gift card just in time for Valentine's Day, okay?
Right on. Thank you, guys.
Stay on hold. Anybody else watching anything that we haven't mentioned from last week?
Yeah, I think it was Heidi who recommended The Crown to me last week, and I gave Heidi a kiss.
You did. And then I was like, why did
Monday, I said, Heidi,
Crown?
Come here. You're
then she turned
kiss.
Into a toad.
She did, hopped off. Anyway, The Crown, which it's following Queen Elizabeth when she was first coronated.
I'm out.
But wait, you would think that.
Just
I know
like
you would think that.
It doesn't sound like my type of show.
No.
I know you would think that. But the following her and Prince Philip, who's played by Matt Smith, one of the Doctor Who's, John Lithgow plays Winston Churchill.
Yeah, I don't even know all that.
I'm just saying.
What's so good about it? Because I would be out
on
the crown of Queen Elizabeth.
I'll tell you what's good about it is the way they do it. They do something that they need to do more of in the dramas. The Crown is brilliant at reaction shots. In other words, they say the line, and the camera goes to the person they said it to. And the things that soak in, and you can see on their face, it's a dramatic...
It's very soap opera.
It's very soap opera, but okay, it sucks you in.
I don't like the soap opera looking off and gazing.
Well, I'm just saying, it's a very, very...
You feel sorry for if you don't know anything about the royal family, you do feel sorry for Queen Elizabeth because she was. This was happening when she was real hot for Philip. They were dating. They had just gotten married. She's like traveling with him and having fun and being honeymooners, and then they have a baby, and all of a sudden it's like. Her dad dies, and it's like, guess what? You're queen. It's like,
F my life.
Well, Frank, let me ask you this.
I'm queen.
Let me ask you this. And all you guys out there who are recently married.
No more fun with
would you
hubby.
Bow to your wife?
Every man bows to his wife.
But, I mean, poor Matt Smith
lady,
is the
pick. Lady.
That's how I do it. Off to work, my lady. You stay in bed.
But, I mean, not only is she the wife, she's the queen. So you have to, like, serve her. That's a really, really dramatic thing. What do you do? And when he finally, not to run it, but when he finally does bow to her at her coronation, you see in his face, my God, what have I got myself into?
Yeah, pawn jump humps queen. I saw history of the world. Pawn humps queen. Knight humps queen.
And it also deals with, just to wrap it up, it deals with in the first five episodes of the guy who abdicated the throne to be with the woman he loved because he couldn't be king married
this
to her.
Is boring.
Give it a
He's
shot.
He's giving us the whole story.
Watch The Crown. And I don't think you'll use the word boring. I'm just saying that. Watch it. The Crown.
Stream a little stream for me.
Did you just add that cha-cha-cha?
Wow.
I'm fast, man.
Here's an Amazon Prime recommendation. Hello, Robbie.
Hey, how's it going?
What do you got?
I love you guys so much.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that. Amazon Prime, All or Nothing. If you're a football fan, it's awesome because you get to go behind the scenes of certain, you know, they follow a team all year long and they just go behind, and you get to see behind the scenes, like on the sidelines when they play games, in the locker room, in the training camp. It's freaking awesome.
Don't
man.
We already do a show like that that followed
Hard Knocks?
Hard Knocks, yeah.
Yeah, Hard Knocks. But I've seen both of them, but I like All or Nothing because it just goes into more depth of.
But you have to be a football fan to probably like it, right?
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, you got to be a sports fan.
Do they hold the reaction like shots and the person being...
Yeah.
Are there British accents?
The guy staring off and then gets hit with Gatorade.
Oh,
thank you so much, Robbie. I'm going to give you a prize, too. I'm going to give you a $50 gift card to Sherry's Berries as well. Just in time for Valentine's Day. So stay on hold. We'll hook it up. Caden's recommending The Punisher. I recommended that last week. It has two seasons. Punisher is a great show. Unfortunately, I heard that Amazon has no plans to do a third season of The Punisher, which I'm thinking, what are you talking about? You were killing it.
No, it's because Disney, man, they're getting rid of all the Marvel properties from Netflix, from all these various platforms, because Disney is coming out with their own streaming platform.
Oh, so Punisher's going over to the Disney platform?
No, they're just canceling them. They're going to reboot a bunch of stuff.
That's stupid.
Well, if they do one final, like, wrap it up.
No.
No.
No, they already canceled Daredevil. They canceled a bunch of those
Jessica
shows.
Jessica Jones?
I think she might have one more season.
No, she don't. I heard she was canceled too with Punisher. Yeah, I know that was one of your favorites. So watch them now before they're just pulled completely.
And then they reboot them on the Disney. I'm telling you, we're all going to be paying for the Disney streaming platform soon. We all have to.
So what streaming platform right now dies because Disney created their own?
Ooh, Prime.
Prime dies?
No, that's not happening.
Yep.
No.
I think that they'll focus on movies. They make such good movies. Hulu is making money from advertising. I pay the smaller fee for Hulu to get commercials. You can pay the higher fee to not get commercials. So I think they're double dipping. They're just making way too much money. I think that Prime, you're already buying Prime. You're not going to stop buying Prime if they stop making TV shows. So they're going to make movies. That's what I think. Disney is going to get all
the
money.
What about the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
What is that?
You want to explain that?
What is that on?
That's on Amazon.
That's on Prime.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Don't care for that. I really don't. Ooh. I know it's funny. Remember what I said earlier about the reaction shots? They don't know what that means on that show. It's like line.
Well,
like
then you never liked West Wing either. When they're just they're talking in real life,
they talk faster than humans do, and they don't.
But, I'm out.
Yeah, I hate that. Ugh.
Geo, Haunting of Hill House. I did watch that. That was a great show for as far as like a horror series. It was a good one if you haven't watched that. Keith, Murder Mountain
Ooh,
on
what's
Netflix.
This?
Haven't heard about Murder Mountain. What do you say, Keith?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Keith.
So give us a real quick rundown of what Murder Mountain's about.
Murder Mountain is about a lot of these missing people coming up in Humboldt. And it just so happens they cannabis trimmers and all kind of involved in the cannabis industry. So it's kind of like kind of hush-hush kind of stuff that, you know, a lot of people don't really hear about.
Is it a show or a true story, like real people?
It's a documentary about real people, yeah. And it's about this specific mountain up in Humboldt where kind of it's almost lawless, where no cops go up there, only the owners of the land kind of run the thing. And yeah, it's about all these murders that happen up there and then missing people.
Wow.
Sounds good.
It delves into also whether, you know, whether people want to be missing because there's so many mountains up there and it's, you know, so it goes either way. It's kind of weird.
Awesome. Interesting. That does sound good. I might watch that one.
Very interesting. Yeah, very interesting.
So, and it's not a series. It's just a documentary about an hour and a half long.
It's a documentary on Netflix, but it's like a 6-part series.
Oh, okay.
So you have like 6 different episodes. Yeah.
Definitely. Keith, thank you so much for that suggestion. I'm going to give you a prize, too. I'm going to send you out to see Hootie and the Blowfish with the Bare Naked Ladies at Hollywood Bowl June 25th, okay?
Oh, you got any more Sherry's Berries? I've already seen Hootie and they sucked.
Well, I'll give those crappy tickets to the next person.
I don't have to the next bet then.
I have a $50 Pro Flowers gift card. You want Pro Flowers instead?
Beautiful, that'll work.
All right, there you go. Stay on hold. Hootie sucks. I suspect.
I've seen Hootie, and he was great.
Really?
Yeah, I saw him in Cincinnati.
Is Darius Rucker back with him since the original band?
Otherwise, it's just the Blowfish.
Right. Yeah. I thought there really wasn't a Hootie, was there? Was there a Hootie? Wasn't Hootie the Blowfish just the name of the band, but there was no Hootie?
No Hootie.
No Hootie.
Yeah, I don't even know.
No designated Hootie. Oh,
they even came up with that. Maybe they'll do a true life documentary on how they came up with Hootie and the Blowfish.
So,
who's Hootie?
6-part series.
Find out who's Hootie. Missing.
We haven't seen Hootie.
Hootie Mountain.